Let's stick with that.
Red River Farm Network's national FFA coverage is brought to you by CHS. CHS creates connections to empower agriculture. At the 1969 National FFA Convention, women gained full membership in the National FFA organization. 50 years later, that organization celebrates the milestone. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kira Hart has the story.
Observing last week's delegate session, North Dakota State Parliamentarian Hannah Remington had a realization.
Actually leaned over and told Michaela about that. I'm like, isn't that insane that there were people here discussing, like, to allow women to be in our organization? Like, I thought that was just mind-blowing, and it's amazing to be in FFA, and I'm so grateful that they did that 50 years ago.
About half of the membership for the National FFA organization is women. They hold 57% of leadership positions in the organization, and agribusinesses want to see that continue to grow. In the next year, four companies, including Carhartt, Cargill, Ram Agriculture, and the CHS Foundation are sponsoring the 50 Years of Women in Agriculture initiative. CHS Foundation Communications Specialist Tara Stoddard.
Great time to celebrate women in FFA and women in agriculture as a whole, and I think that ties really nicely kind of into what CHS is all about in terms of our, you know, diversity and inclusion. That's huge. That is one of our core values.
During the convention, there was a panel discussion on women's involvement in the FFA, moderated by Dairy Management Incorporated's President of Global Environmental Strategy, Krista Harden. The discussion focused on inclusion in agriculture and empowering young women to reach for success.
I think that's the great thing about the next year with the 50 Years of Women in FFA kind of kicking off here. And not only will we get to continue to hear great stories, but we've got some great stories of women in CHS that we'll be able to share that were active in FFA.
Talking with many state FFA officers this week, there's a sense of pride and encouragement in being part of the FFA. Minnesota FFA State Treasurer Maddie Smith.
We all come together in the end, women and men, to do this. So that's where the true experience lies.
The National FFA Convention coverage is brought to you by CHS. CHS creates connections to empower agriculture. Also by Proceed, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Corteva Agriscience, and Bayer. Coverage is also presented by Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, AMPI, the North Dakota Corn Council, Minnesota Farm Bureau, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. Reporting agriculture's business from Indianapolis, Indiana, and the National FFA Convention, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.